That's the exhilarating fanfare that tops one of the most iconic American compositions, Leonard Bernstein's Candide. The operetta will be performed next weekend by the Baltimore Symphony under the baton of our friend Maren Alsop. She joins us now from the studios of WYPR in Baltimore. Thanks very much for being back with us, Maestra.
Great to be back, Scott. Thanks.
So this piece was first performed almost 60 years ago. And talk about an all-star cast of creators. We mentioned Leonard Bernstein, of course, but Richard Wilbur, the poet, and Lillian Hellman worked on the lyrics. There was a revival later that a young Stephen Sondheim worked on the lyrics. But what happened with this original show?
Well, the original show didn't fare so well, but I think it's because there were so many creative minds working on it, and I think it was almost too clever for its own good and way ahead of the curve for what the audience was expecting.
It's based on a 1759 satire, of course, by Voltaire. A young man named Candide has a kind of Eliza Professor Higgins relationship with his mentor, Professor Pangloss, who wants to show him the complications of the real world. What's the story they try to tell?
Well, it's probably the most complicated story and simple story at the same time. So Pangloss is, he espouses this doctrine of philosophical optimism, so that all good things happen because we live in the best of all possible worlds. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens is for the best. That's the premise. And so Candide, who's quite naive in his own way, and he wholeheartedly takes this on board, but then he's put to the task, and trial after trial, war and storms, natural disasters, murder, I mean, mayhem, you can't imagine. I mean, and it reaches, of course, the theater of the absurd. And yet, through it all, he hangs on to this concept that everything happens for the best in this best of all possible worlds.
Let's listen to some of the music. Leonard Bernstein himself conducting a production with the London Symphony and Chorus. Life is happiness indeed.
Life is pleasant, life is simple. Oh my God, is that a pimple? No, it's just the odd reflection. Life and I are still perfection. I am everything I need. Life is happiness indeed.
Life is happiness indeed.
In this one musical, in this one operetta, Bernstein must touch on every single genre of European music ever written, and yet he does it in a way that is so distinctively Bernstein, yet it's not really a parody. It's almost an homage to all things European.
Yeah. And I think it's safe to say the best song about flogging I've ever heard.
Yeah, you have to have one of those.
Well, let's set this up. Candide and Pangloss are blamed for causing a volcanic eruption, and the Grand Inquisitor orders them to be tortured.
What a day for an auto da fe. It's a lovely day for drinking and for watching people fry. I mean, it's this opera comique approach to these absolutely hideous and terrifying words.
Shall we let the sinners go on trial?
So this is what is called the auto da fe, which is really the, you know, the test of faith. And for Bernstein, this is also drawing a parallel to everything that was going on with the Committee on Un-American Activities. So there's a lot more at play here than just the obvious.
Maren, you've conducted this before.
I have.
With a smile on your face?
Always with a smile, but I think that people originally just didn't quite, they couldn't comprehend that this was the ultimate parody, the ultimate satire, because the approach is all, you know, happy and jolly and this almost frivolous, and yet the message is very, very serious underneath.
Let's listen to what might be one of the best-known pieces of music from the operetta, Glitter and Be Gay.
Oh, it's just so incredibly melancholic, isn't it?
Yeah.
again, this parody of the bel canto opera, the lamenting and the angst involved in that. And then suddenly you turn the corner and it's, you know, it's a completely different world. This is opera for everyone that thinks they don't like opera, you know, because it's fun. It's making fun of itself, and yet at the same time, it's absolutely original and beautiful music. Every single musical selection in this piece has a double entendre or triple or quadruple.
Yeah.
And so when we get to this aria, a duet, You Were Dead, You Know, it's a parody, of course, of the operatic tradition of, you know, there always someone has to die, otherwise it can't possibly be a great opera.
Right.
So now here we are singing about how we thought you were dead, and you were dead, you know. And so, you know, it takes on so many hysterical meanings.
Dearest, how can this be so? You were dead, you know. You were shot and bayoneted too.
That is very true. Oh. But love will find a way.
Then what did you do?
We'll go into that another day.
And tell us about the last number, Make Our Garden Grow.
Well, finally, in the end, Candide and the love of his life, Cunegonde, plus a sort of a ragtag of characters from the show, they end up together and they run into a Turk who talks to them about being happy because he has his farm and he has his children and his family and he grows things. And they look at him and they realize that perhaps this is happiness indeed.
Yeah.
And they decide to settle in together as almost an extended family, sort of an odd family of people who live together, who enjoy each other's company, and live authentic lives, living off the land. And for me, this is truly one of the most beautiful pieces ever written. After this entire show, which is so clever and so complicated and so much business going on, finally you end with this beautiful ensemble number that captures, I think, the essence of what Bernstein truly believed, that ultimately it's all about humanity and living authentic lives.
Maren Alsop and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra will perform Candide next weekend. Hear it for yourself. Maren, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, and look forward to seeing you at Candide.
Any questions?